The Ice Cream Van by Chris Allen, with Brian Miller and John Grillo.
It's there again. Right outside our house. It's incredible.
Not the ice cream van again.
I can just about tolerate Foster's electrician's van. That is comparatively discreet. But an ice cream van...
Something will have to be done, Geoffrey.
Something will have to be said. It's a business vehicle. This is a residential road.
Avenue?
Exactly. Avenue. We did not move to an avenue to have an ice cream van parked at the end of our front garden, looming above the privet. There's a right place and a wrong place. Why are you dressed like that? You're not going out.
It's a bowls night.
But Maureen, it's neither Wednesday nor Friday.
It's the second Thursday in June. The first round of the District Ladies Singles Cup.
So, deserted again?
Well, I did say.
I don't recall. Is it written up on the calendar?
Naturally. It's been there since February.
Apologies. In that case, the best of luck.
Oh, thank you, dear. There's casserole in the oven and the crosswords on the worktop.
He's not even in the cab. He's vanished, leaving the engine running. What does he think he's playing at?
Good night, Mr. Wright. Have a nice weekend.
Good night. Miss Hartland, I'm very sorry I have to say this. There are files everywhere.
I've been filing.
You were filing yesterday. Nitrates, Holland. We were looking for this. Liquid sodium. Oh, I'm sorry. But if you were to file as you went along, day by day, as it were, there would be no need for this mass chaos every 3 weeks.
I'm almost up to date.
Oh, I hope so. Ah, dahlias. How I love dahlias.
I remembered you saying.
Really? No, it's very thoughtful. Sorry I hadn't noticed them before. Miss Hartland, these dahlias are almost dead. They are dropping withered petals all over the carpet tiles. Do please see to them. Good night.
Oh, good night, Mr. Wright.
Good night, Charles. Travel brochures.
Oh, I got them for my daughter, the Caribbean. She's going there for a honeymoon.
How one would have loved to honeymoon in the Caribbean.
Yes, wouldn't we all?
However, I wish I didn't feel compelled to point this out. Reading travel brochures within the hours of duty is not exactly conducive to high-profile security, is it?
Oh, yes. Well, I was only glancing.
Oh, sorry. These things have to be said. Good night.
Geoffrey, that van's there yet again. But I can't see the man. Where's he gone?
I'll tell you what he does. I worked this out last night when you were at Bowles. You see that rusty old camper van? He leaves that outside number 27, which must be where he's moved into one of the flats.
We said that conversion would only lead to trouble.
Quite. And then, when he returns from his day's work, he leaves his ice cream van wherever he can. Generally, it seems, in front of our house. Scurries across to number 27, moves the camper van, and, swift as he can, replaces it with the ice cream van. So as, I presume, to keep an eye on it overnight.
Surely he doesn't stay awake all night long.
Oh, who can tell with these people? Possibly he ties a string from the van to his big toe. Who knows?
It can't go on.
If this operation is repeated once more, I shall be forced... there he is. He's in the cab. Off he goes.
Will you speak to him?
This weekend I shall concentrate my energies on the front garden. And then perhaps I shall catch him in, so to speak, the act.
Excuse me.
Sorry, mate, I've finished for the day. I'm not serving.
I'd like a word, if you please.
I could dig you out an ice lolly.
I don't wish an ice lolly to be dug out, thank you. I would like a moment of your time. Could you possibly turn that engine off?
I'll only have to start it again. I'm saving the battery.
Look, I hate to... I know you've not been long in the neighbourhood, and this is, in the first instance, a perfectly friendly approach.
Really? I appreciate that. I like a chat. Only the thing is, I've got to get this van parked up.
Yes, about your van. I'm sorry to have to say this, but your van is, in fact, a commercial vehicle, and this is a residential avenue.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that, quite apart from aesthetic considerations, I think you'll find that it is not actually legal to park a commercial vehicle overnight in a residential area. I'm sorry, these things have to be said.
Listen, mate, this van is my livelihood, OK? It's a free country. I've a right to earn my living.
Of course, but not, surely, the right to lower the standards of...
What am I supposed to do with this van? Abandon it? Have it vandalised? You want me to starve?
Of course not.
Just to keep your precious avenue neat and tidy?
Ah, well, neat and tidy. Yes, this is an environmental issue. A neat and tidy neighbourhood should be kept as such.
That's all right for those who can afford it.
It's a question of the quality of life.
And what about the quality of my life? I've a right to lead my life in the quality I want.
Yes, yes, but taking others into account.
I pay my taxes, same as you do. So don't you come in with me. It's a decent life, the life of an ice cream salesman. It's an honest life.
I'm sure it is.
A fine life and a free life.
Yes, yes, I dare say. I dare say it is a free life. But only a fine life until, I have to say, it encroaches upon the freedom of others' lives. The freedom of an ordered neighbourhood in which to enjoy peace and calm after the rigours of the working day. Do I make myself clear?
You certainly do. And you and your ordered neighbourhood can go and get stuff. Do I make myself clear?
I should hate to resort to calling in the authorities.
You call in who you want, mate.
I don't wish to bring the police to the avenue.
I've got a living to earn.
I told him, Maureen. I told him our feelings in no uncertain terms.
Was he helpful, apologetic?
No. No. He was truculent.
He mustn't get away with it.
I shall monitor the situation.
You mustn't let him bully you.
Maureen, I am not a man to be swayed by bullies. Oh.
Evening.
Ah. Good evening.
Look, about the other night, we both got a bit aerated. Maybe I said things out of turn.
These issues involve heightened emotions.
It's been on my mind. I don't want you going to the police or anything.
I trust it won't come to that.
So I want to apologise for being so rude.
Oh, do you? Good. Well, apologies accepted.
I have a real problem, you know. Uprooted as I am, strange surroundings, I've not yet uncovered a solution to the parking of my vehicles.
I can see it's difficult.
But I shall work at it.
Splendid. Look, you must excuse me. I have 2 4-and-a-quarter-minute eggs on the hob. That bell indicates that they require my attention.
The wife's out, then?
Yes, yes. Bowl's committee duties. The avenue would appreciate your cooperation. I'm sorry, I must rescue those eggs.
Geoffrey, I could not believe it. There I was, rooting about beneath the hydrangeas, and I picked up 3 of them. Look, 3!
I'm not familiar with these objects, Maureen. What exactly are they?
Ice cream wrappers. Ice lolly wrappers, to be precise. 2 raspberry ripples and a super wizzo.
Revolting. To the dustbin with them.
Oh, no, they're evidence. Not only is that man polluting the avenue with his dreadful vans, but he's allowing our private property to be littered with his business remnants.
Disappointing. I've been expecting improvement.
I'm sorry, dear. For the sake of us all, you must confront the man with these wrappers.
Good evening.
Evening. What a pleasant surprise. Chalk ice on the house?
No, thank you. I'm sorry, this has to be said. I thought we were making progress, but what have you to say about these? Ice lolly wrappers, retrieved from beneath our hydrangeas.
You're saying I'm responsible?
I suggest the evidence points that way.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, old pal, but those are not my brands.
Aren't they?
No, and I'm a stickler for collecting litter. Whenever I'm selling, there's a black rubbish bag on the side of my van. And in any case, I don't sell round this neighbourhood. So?
I see. Oh, well... Given all those factors, I seem to owe you an apology.
Apology accepted. Good night. I say!
Oh, good evening.
You're a long way from home.
Just over 1.4 miles from home.
You're soaking. Do you fancy a lift?
That's very kind, but no, thank you. I walk this circuit 3 evenings a week. 2.6 miles. It keeps me in trim. Still, that is a kind thought. And look, once again, I do apologise for the ice lolly wrapper incident.
Not to worry, it's forgotten. In the interests of good neighbourliness.
Good, good. I'm glad you value such values.
Makes the world go round. You learn that in my game.
All the folk you meet, the experiences, the encounters. We must have another chat soon. See ya.
Maureen, I've been giving some thought to the vexed question of this ice cream van.
I should get on to the council. Now, as it's Friday, I've left you a salad in the fridge.
The chap turns out not to be a bad sort.
Nice bit of ham this week.
And he must be allowed, within acceptable limits, to enjoy his own quality of life.
Oh, and there's a jug of filtered water.
It must be a free life, you see. And a fine life, I'd imagine. The life of an ice cream salesman.
Oh, I shall be late.
Full of experiences. Interesting encounters.
Sorry to rush, dear. But Phyllis will be drumming her fingers.
Having a spot of trouble, old pal?
Oh, hello. Yes, it's the damp, I suppose. I always give the car a run on a Friday evening, in case we need it at the weekend. It's never done this to me before.
I'll get the van over, if you like, and get the leads out. Give you a jump start.
Really? Oh, that would be most kind.
What are neighbours for?
Oh, that's splendid.
They are. Easy as wink.
Look, I really must. Would a £5 note cover it?
No, I'm not taking money off you. Tell you what, though, I don't know whether you fancy a stroll round the local. You could buy me a drink.
Oh, I never actually visit the local.
There's always a first time. You need a change.
Perhaps I do.
Brilliant, Geoffrey. You've got a real feel for these machines.
Yes, I don't really approve of gambling.
This isn't gambling, it's entertainment. Hey, we're 90p up.
Are we? Marvellous. Let's risk another pound. Andreas, that's a Greek name, isn't it?
Indeed it is.
Only you don't seem Greek.
My mother got me out due to the war.
Did she? So, you were a refugee?
I was. I ended up in Lewisham with the Morrisons. What a family they were. Irish. They loved to sing. The Irish Rover, all those. There'd be jigs and reels. They'd dance and they'd laugh till all hours. What nights they were. Lewisham. God, I'd love to see Lewisham again.
Well, I'm sure you could. It's not that far from Isha. Only an hour or so, I'd have thought.
We'll go there. I'd love to share it with you.
Really? Oh, that's very friendly. Had to escape from Greece because you were in danger.
My mother, she was a freedom fighter. That's why I had to go. We lived on this little island, not far from the ruins of Troy.
Troy? Golly.
I can see my mother now, that final parting, on the beach, the moonlight. She held me the last time, put me in this little boat with the old fisherman, Giorgio. I never saw her again.
You must have been distraught.
I didn't understand at the time, but do you know, I still have all the senses of that journey.
I'm sure you do.
All night we travelled. The waves lapping gently. The oars. It was an old boat. It creaked in the water. A couple of seabirds followed us all night, hoping for fish. And in the distance, as we passed a larger island, we could hear the sound of a balalaika on the breeze.
Geoffrey? Geoffrey, dear.
Oh,
I'm sorry I'm so late. Phyllis laid on some slow gin. Asleep?
No. Just resting my eyes.
I can smell something. Geoffrey, have you been drinking beer?
Maureen, why do we never go to Greece? Why do we always go to Sidmouth?
For the bowls.
Of course.
Geoffrey!
Andreas!
I've spared you the van. See? Street outside number 27.
Very thoughtful.
Fancy slipping round the corner for a quick one?
Oh, dear. Well, I'd like to. I'm afraid it's Tuesday, one of Maureen's evenings in. I promised I'd do an hour's weeding and then there'll be lamb chops.
You're keen on your garden?
Well, Maureen likes it trim. I favour a profusion of blooms.
This privied hedge, all straight lines, isn't it? I think you'd benefit from topiary myself.
Topiary?
I know a man who could do you an ostrich. You might even have enough hedge for the QE too.
Oh, that'd be different for the Avenue.
So, when do you fancy going to Lewisham, then?
Look, see that corner? That's where the White Russians used to meet.
White Russians? Oh, golly.
The great thing about Lewisham in my day was you had all different races here. The cafes, they were full of talk. Political talk, art, passionate arguments till the small hours.
Oh, I'd no idea Lewisham was so fascinating.
Famous for it. Karl Marx used to come down here.
Karl Marx?
To meet his sympathisers, so they say. Lenin, Einstein, Trotsky. Ooh. From Highgate he came by horse-drawn tram. See where they got that hamburger bar?
Mm.
Picasso used to sit there and do his drawings.
Oh, extraordinary. One simply doesn't associate Picasso with Lewisham.
In his early years. I'm only telling you what I was told.
I'd love to believe it's all true.
I feared as much. It's all gone. It's all gone. The whole street, the street where I was brought up.
I am sorry.
Aha! We are in luck, though. The Three Bells is still there.
Do you mean that pub on the corner?
That's it, the Three Bells.
Mm.
That's where I sipped my first Irish whiskey. I've got to have a look. Do you mind?
Not at all. I can't drink myself. I'm driving.
No, you stay here. You wait in the car. Nobody will bother you. It might be a bit emotional for me. I appreciate this, Geoffrey. Soon I shall return the favour.
Thank you for the lift, Phyllis. I'll give you a ring tomorrow morning, as per usual. Bye-bye.
Oh! Phyllis! Look at that! Look at our privet! Have you ever seen such a thing?
It's a cockerel, Maureen. A rather fine cockerel.
But, Geoffrey, are you saying you agreed to this sculpture?
It's topiary work, dear. I was quoted a most competitive price. Did you win?
I'm sure she'll come to appreciate it, Geoffrey.
Oh, I dare say. In any case, I like it. It's quite a gesture, isn't it? Oh, now, shall I write a cheque?
No need for that.
Come along.
Look, my friend did it for me as a favour.
Andreas.
Tell you what you could do, though. I've some parts to pick up for the van. You could give me a run down to Brighton. So what did you think of that?
It was wonderful. I haven't been on a dodging car since I was 8.
You're lethal behind that wheel, old pal. Ha! When you're off the leash. Hey, let's walk down the front.
I wonder, could we just buy some candy floss? When I was a child, my parents would never let me have candy floss. In fact, it turns out to be pretty sickly stuff. Although, I do like the way it wraps itself around your face.
We're all little boys at heart, they say.
Uh-huh.
Fancy a Chinese meal?
Well, yes, we should have a bite to eat.
There's a very good little takeaway just round a couple of corners from my parts man.
Oh, a Chinese takeaway? That'll be a first.
Leave it to me. My treat. You can wait in a little park, I remember. You'll like it. A profusion of blooms.
What a very enlivening evening.
Don't mind the radio on, do you? He'll have to go. Do you remember this?
I'm not sure. Yes, probably. Dimly. Favourite of yours, is it?
It has memories. The wife used to love it. She was a Jim Reeves nut.
I didn't know you were married.
Used to be. Inga. That was her name. Swedish. Blonde hair, long legs. You should have seen her.
What happened?
I'm afraid she died.
Oh. Oh, I am sorry.
In the middle of the afternoon on Waterloo Tube Station, Northern Line, straight under the wheels, I was told. Died instantly. But did she jump or was she pushed? We shall never know. The Swedes are prone to it, of course.
Andreas, that's the most awful thing I've ever heard. God, you make me feel very... I hate to be petty. I admit, I do like things to be right and decent and in their place. Look, about your van, you do have a right to earn your livelihood. Whatever others may say, rest assured I shall no longer put obstacles in your way.
You're a very decent man, Geoffrey. Thank you. I shall endeavour to protect your view of the avenue.
We'd appreciate that, Maureen would.
It's not a bad old thing, that van. It gives a lot of pleasure. You ought to come out with me one afternoon on the van. What do you think, then?
This is the most illicit adventure I've had since the milkman used to let me travel up and down Greenwood Road in his float. Ring the chimes again.
If you like.
Oh, that is rather fun.
It has its satisfactions, this job. The freedom,
the fresh air, the kiddies' faces.
I've had little to do with children, I'm afraid.
Shame. You'd have made a good dad.
Golly. Do you think so?
Come on. What are you playing at? I've paid for that.
Yes, of course. Sorry. I was trying to get the flake at the correct angle, see, as illustrated. There you are. Oh, Andreas, I don't think I've quite got your technique.
You're doing great. Listen, will you be all right on your own for 10 minutes? I've just got to nip round the corner.
Yes, all right. I'll do my best.
Good man. Won't be long.
Oh. who's next?
2 medium cornets, please. Geoffrey! Oh, my sainted aunt, Geoffrey!
Maureen. Hello. What are you doing here?
Well, I've been shopping with Phyllis, and the point is, what are you doing?
I'm helping Mr. Morrison, dear, seeing how the other half lives.
What about work? Why aren't you at work?
Well, I am due some leave, and for once in my life, I'm using it up.
But you can't stand out here, in full view of who knows who, dressed up in that ridiculous hat saying Mr. Super Ice.
I don't see why not. You have your outside interests, you have your bowls. It's time I had mine. And I do have other customers, you know. Do you require chocolate flakes in your cornets?
Geoffrey, you'd not forgotten about this weekend, my Eastbourne weekend.
Eastbourne? Remind me.
Oh, the triples tournament. I'm entered with Phyllis and Betty. We're leaving on Friday morning.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried what you'll get up to.
Don't worry. I shall have a splendid time.
Amsterdam by night. One of my favourite spots.
I never imagined. I rarely see Isha by night, let alone Amsterdam.
Lively, don't you think?
Yes, a considerable sense of bustle. Quite uplifting. But I always think it's a shame when distinctive national costume disappears.
National costume?
Well, those young ladies, they've clearly long given up those charming little caps, their long skirts and clogs.
The Lurex mini skirt, I should imagine, is better for business.
Seems a shame. Golly, that girl in the window, she's wearing nothing on the top half.
Yes, Geoffrey. Yes, that's very good for business. Hang on. That bar looks quiet. Do you mind waiting in there for half an hour?
What? Well, no. Oh, I can glance through the catalogue from the Van Gogh Museum.
Only it's just round the corner from here. The house where my natural father died.
Really?
You understand? Tortured by Nazis, I believe.
What a wonderful 24 hours. Perhaps another time I'd risk one of those live thing shows. Yes, it didn't seem tame driving home.
Oh, well, first of all, when we get to Heathrow, would you mind driving up to Notting Hill?
Notting Hill? Oh, what a life I'm suddenly leading. Imagine, I've always lived in and around London, and I've never been to Notting Hill. Mind you, I've never been to Docklands or Tottenham.
You'll like it, Geoffrey, if you let yourself dream a little.
I like it, yes, I do like it. It's not what has hitherto been my bag, as they say, but it has its charm.
Told you.
It's very cosmopolitan, isn't it? The clientele.
You get all sorts in the pubs round here. Irish, blacks, Asians, lovely people, all of them.
Lively, certainly. I notice people seem to know you. You often up here?
One way or another, business, somehow. Business has always seemed to bring me to Notting Hill. Oh. Listen, are you going to be all right for 10 minutes? I've just got to nip down the road, you know, see this man about that dog.
Andreas, I shall be perfectly fine. I shall sit quietly with my lager and absorb the atmosphere. I can listen to the rock and roll.
Yeah, well, it's what they call reggae.
Oh, I'm sure one can get accustomed to it.
10 minutes.
Right. See you shortly.
Excuse me.
What? Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were there.
Have you got a light?
Sorry, no. I never carry anything of the sort.
You're a friend of Andy's, then, are you?
Andy? Oh, I see. Andy. Yes, yes. We're having a night out on the town together.
Do you deal at all, do you?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
I wondered if you might. Friend of Andy's. What are you dealing at a moment?
Well, basically, what I've been dealing in for the last 20 years or so. Chemicals. I buy and sell chemicals.
Acid?
Acid, certainly. Whatever is in demand at any particular time. It's all a question, isn't it, I suppose, of market forces.
Anything with you at a minute?
Oh, no. Not now. I'm strictly a paperwork man.
Right! Oh. I don't know. Everybody move, fellas. This is the right. Now keep still. And turn that sonny music off.
I've never spoke to you in my life, okay?
Pardon?
Evening, Frank. Long time no see. Now, where do you think you're going, eh?
Get my drink, okay?
No, it's not okay. Stand right there or I'll nail your feet to the floor. Oh, evening, sir. What's your name?
I'm sorry, miss. I'm not trying to be difficult.
It's Detective Sergeant.
I'm sorry. I just don't understand any of this.
To be blunt, Mr. Wright, you would say that, wouldn't you?
It's true. Madam, I assure
you. Detective Sergeant Bruce.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I want to speak to my solicitor.
Of course you may speak to your solicitor when the time is right. Till then, we would appreciate your help in our inquiries.
Inquiries? I don't understand.
Inquiries, as I've already explained, into the sale and distribution of narcotics. Drugs.
I keep saying, I know nothing of drugs. I work for a respectable company. I live in Esher. I abhor drugs.
What were you doing tonight in Notting Hill?
I was having an evening out with a friend.
How often do you frequent Notting Hill?
I've never been there before in my life.
How do you know Frank Wiseman?
Frank Wiseman? Who is Frank Wiseman?
You were seen talking to him when our officers arrived on the premises. How do you know him?
Oh, is that... A man asked me for a light. For, I presume, a cigarette. If that's Mr. Wiseman, then that's how I know him.
Andrew Charles Connolly. How do you know him?
Oh, I'm sorry, I know of no such person.
He lives in the same road as you. In Esher.
Well, I don't know him. Not as far as I'm aware.
I suggest you reconsider your reply.
It's the only possible reply.
That's rather odd, Mr. Wright, because you've been seen in his company.
I don't understand. I repeat, I do not understand. I don't understand any of this.
You were observed serving ice cream in the company of Andrew Charles Connolly from the back of his ice cream van.
What?
You were wearing a hat with the inscription Mr. Super Ice. Here is a photograph of the scene. Do you deny that's you?
No, that's me.
Thank you. And in the background, Mr. Andrew Charles Connolly.
That's not... That is... I don't want to get a decent man into trouble.
But you, Mr. Wright, would seem to be in trouble. That man, who do you say he is?
He is... I know him as Mr. Andreas Morrison.
I see. Do you approve of the illegal distribution of cocaine, Mr. Wright?
No. No, certainly not.
Do you approve of school children being waylaid outside their school gates and offered heroin?
No.
There are a number of unanswered questions, Mr. Wright. It's late. I think we'd better keep you in overnight.
But you can't.
Oh, yes, we can.
I say, excuse me, Mr. Wiseman, would you... Never mind.
No, you stay here. You wait in the car. Leave it to me. My treat. You can wait in a little park, I remember. I've just got to nip round the corner. That bar looks quiet. Do you mind waiting in there for half an hour? I've just got to nip down the road, you know, to see this man about that dog.
No. Oh, no. How stupid. How could I be so stupid?
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
You do look a bit pale. Are you sure you were all right over the weekend?
Perfectly. But it's nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, look! The police!
What?
They're tearing away that dreadful ice cream van.
Are they?
Then, is this thanks to you, Geoffrey?
No, it's not. I suspect Mr. Morrison himself is ultimately responsible.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Maureen, you've dropped a chocolate wrapper in the doorway. Would you pick it up, please, and put it in the proper receptacle?
In the Ice Cream Van by Chris Allen, Brian Miller played Geoffrey, John Grillo, Andreas, Oriel Smith, Maureen, Jenny Howe, Detective Sergeant Bruce, Ben Onwukwe, the security man and police constable, and David Bannerman, Frank. The play was directed by Matthew Walters.